Okay, so this is the inaugural pre-royal wedding pre-show.
So many pre's.
Well, it's only one. It's only one pre-show. This is the pre-show. I should have rephrased that. I apologize. But this is appropriate because we first met before the last royal nuptials between Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles, as you recall.
I actually didn't recall the other day, and I was talking to someone about it, and I was like, oh yeah, that did happen, didn't it?
It did, and I was not invited to that one either, but as then as now, I am not as good as checking my email as I should be, so it might have gotten lost in my inbox because that's probably how they send their invitations.
Did you check your spam folder? Because
Oh. And if it came from a .co.uk address, then I might not have gotten it.
it's very likely.
I'm never invited to anything,
Yeah.
so I'm sorry, but
It's okay.
Erin is getting ready for the royal wedding in her own way. She was telling me about Lollapalooza.
I like how that's a form of getting ready for the
Well, because we're
wedding.
not.
I don't know if you're aware, but that's actually after the royal wedding.
No, I actually wasn't. But that makes sense because it's Wednesday and the wedding is on Friday. So unless Lollapalooza is for one day in between those two, that makes sense. That does make sense.
I mean,
But
I'm sure it's not going to compare to the royal wedding, but
there's no way to know at this point because neither event has actually happened.
it's all speculation at this point.
It is, it is. But what are your thoughts on the whole, not Lollapalooza, although I'm sure those thoughts are similarly
And some
interesting. Yeah.
and Jeff.
No, but what are your thoughts on Kate Middleton and Prince William?
So, I mean, she's just a bit, like, she seems nice and it seems all right. Like,
Right.
but if you look at pictures of her, which I
I
mean, I guess
have.
we can't avoid.
That's like all I do instead of do my real job, but continue.
When I close my eyes, she's there. But I mean, so she's kind of like, she seems like a normal person, but I have this really nagging feeling that beneath those designer clothes, there's just like this hollow shell.
Right.
Like
Right.
she seems really scarily thin, and her face seems really big. Like, have you noticed this?
That's a good point. I think you raise a lot of interesting points that the people need to hear. I don't think that people think about these things enough, and I agree. I do. I have a theory that she is, in fact, a robot, and I've been criticized for talking about this a lot, but I don't think people talk about it enough, quite frankly. But I do. I think she is at least part robot.
You know, that makes sense because her eyes are so bright and wide. Like,
Right.
no one looks that happy at her age.
No, I mean, what is she like, 27 or something?
That's when everything has been going downhill for at least 2 or 3 years. I mean, let's face it.
Well, and if you think about it, they've been together for like 7 years. I mean, they've been together for a long time. Plus, there was a breakup at some point, I believe.
Oh,
Nobody's.
that's what bothers me, actually.
Right.
So I think I was reading like an Entertainment Weekly or one of those publications,
The news.
and the
Right.
news, and someone, maybe it was like Ryan Seacrest. I imagine he writes articles for Entertainment Weekly.
I think so, or someone like him.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he's everywhere now.
Right,
So
he is.
I think it was him, and he was saying how they're so likable because. And particularly her because they're so grounded. And, you know, one of the examples he gave was that they met in college and they broke up. And I was like, I don't really know that that's grounds for being a grounded human being, you know?
No. And we don't even know, like, they don't pass the basic purity test. For those of you who don't know, Aaron and I developed a purity test
Ah, yes.
very early on, which is a good one, and I think you should be taking notes. And you can tell by I believe it's the wideness of someone's pupils.
Yeah, and there's also something about swallowing a whole piece of lettuce, mind you, and lettuce can be quite crisp, so this is really, really key here, because you got to be pretty acidic to make that happen.
It's true. And has anyone sat down with Kate Middleton, looked in her pupils like a human being, and made her swallow a piece of lettuce? Because if you can swallow a whole piece of crisp iceberg lettuce, and those kind of pupils, I mean, my God. And no one's done that. And I think that's a real oversight on the part of the royal family. And someone was asking me, they're like, well, you know, God forbid she can't have kids. Can you imagine the pressure? And I'm like, it's not a real monarchy. You know, like, this is a very, very expensive form of community theater.
And she's a commoner. Hello. Right.
Yeah. Like, nobody cares if she can't have kids. And they're like, well, I'm like, if they can't have kids, it just goes to Prince Harry. And they're like, but isn't that really bad? I'm like, yeah, if you're worried about a war of succession.
Which I am, actually.
Okay. See, I wasn't. I was rather complacent on the issue, but maybe I should be more concerned. I mean, I don't think anyone wants to see England dragged down into another civil war.
I mean, shit just gets real, man.
It
does. You gotta be prepared for any contingency. It's almost 2012.
That's true.
You don't know.
I don't know. And when the shit gets real, is Kate Middleton gonna be able to handle it? I don't know.
Well, wait, but here's... Okay, let's sort of backtrack here, because we've talked a lot about Kate Middleton, but we haven't said anything about our dear prince.
Yes, the sweet prince.
The sweet prince. And actually, that might be my number one concern with this whole wedding
that he's like that he's like mental?
No, that nobody's talking about him. Like, can we talk about the fact that he's bald, that he's not as cute as he was like 10 years ago?
Okay. Like, I am very concerned about that because I'm in my mid-20s, and he was looking pretty good in his mid-20s, and could it all go south overnight? Because that's apparently what happened to him. Is that something I need to be concerned about?
If it could happen to him, it could happen to us.
I know, the sweet prince. Yeah, and nobody's talking about him, and I would venture to say that even Kate Middleton is not talking about him. Because if you look at pictures of them, they never make eye contact. She's, like, always by herself or, like, walking several steps ahead of him. And just, like, mugging for the camera. Yeah, I don't know.
I think she's painfully aware of the problem. That's the issue there. And yet she chose to marry him now.
Right.
Because it was her choice. Like, obviously, he wasn't the one who initiated.
Oh, she suckered him into it. And, you know, she's probably been slipping him drugs so he'd lose his hair, so no one else would want to marry him.
Yeah, because no one does.
No one. I bet you no one does. And, yeah, you marry a bald guy for love, a prematurely balding guy for love. You marry a rich guy for love, but nobody marries a prematurely balding rich guy purely out of love.
Inbred. That's all I gotta say.
That's right, you know. And I'm worried for him. I think that he's gonna have his heart broken.
And actually, in a way, like, it's good that he's marrying someone he's not related to that we know of.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that because the commoner thing, like, people are like, oh, you know, yeah, there could be a war of succession, but let's think about the fact that they're not going to have mute babies. I mean...
But is that a good thing, right? Because if they have mutant babies... Then the monarchy's just going to die out because nobody wants mutants on the throne. If they're attractive, healthy children, then people are going to be—they're going to keep wanting this monarchy thing to keep going. And I am a Republican in the sense of the British word, which is, you know, no monarchy, sort of. I mean, to the extent that I care, I would classify myself in that way.
I guess it depends on how you look at this whole situation, like. Who's the puppet master, right? Like, who's behind the scenes here?
She's the puppet master, and he's the balding puppet.
So do we think that she seduced him? Now, follow me on this.
Okay.
She seduced him.
Right.
Suckered him into marriage.
Right.
Because she wants to keep the monarchy alive with her fresh commoner blood.
She's like a Manchurian candidate that, like, the commoners, like, the pro-royalists have planted. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, something like that,
but,
you know?
Yeah, no, I could see it. And, you know, I think she's probably the first girl who was ever nice to him. You know, I mean, if you think about it, he went to an all-boys school. He started at St. Andrews majoring in art history, and then he later switched to geography. This is not a smart guy. If you have to major in geography, if you need help, if you, the only degree you can get is in memorizing the countries and, like, coloring them in, on in a map. You know, this is not a smart guy. He's going to have some problems in life.
For sure.
I mean, if he hasn't already, who knows?
Which, I think based on our discussion so far, he clearly does.
He's struggling. He is. He is. So it's just a very sad state of affairs. And I just, I'm not happy for them. Can I just say that? Because I feel like everyone acts like I'm crazy when I say that. And then they always say like, oh, well, it sounds like you're jealous. Like, I'm going to deny it. I'm like, no, I am totally jealous. Like, why would I deny that? You're crazy if you're not jealous because they're rich and famous and attractive. Well, she is. And they're never going to have to work a day in their lives. If you're not jealous of that, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But I feel like I come down on the other side in the sense that I can't really be happy for them because it's kind of like a 16 and pregnant situation, right? Like, you want to have a baby shower for the kids having their baby, but it's really just, it's just sad. It's a little pathetic. Like, it shouldn't have happened.
Right. Okay. You've lost me.
Oh, no. Maybe this is because I just watched lots of 16 Pregnant, but it makes perfect sense.
Okay. Like, it obviously doesn't, so I'm going to need you to go back and explain how two rich, attractive people getting married is like two 16-year-olds having a baby shower.
Okay, okay. It's kind of like, okay, so you understand the basis of the metaphor, though, like the metaphor itself in the sense that
it's sad.
Well, it's sad, but also it's like a life event. Everyone aspires to have a lovely wedding.
Right.
And have, like, all their family and friends and exes, which is weird.
I know. Although my senior prom date was at my wedding.
Oh, well, but I mean,
I mean, we didn't have, like, a relationship to speak of. But he was there.
So that's okay.
Okay. Like, maybe it was weird for him. I don't know. Probably not. But, you know. Anyway, continue.
That might not make cut. That, I mean everything since I began talking about 16 Pregnant.
No, this is a good track you're going. I'm willing to follow you down this path.
This twisted path?
This okay. Weird path.
So, okay, it's a life event.
Right.
There are certain rituals that we go through, and it's supposed to be ideal.
Right.
But when it's two 16-year-olds having a baby, it's unfortunate because, hey, it's not what our culture or our society considers natural. It's babies having babies. So it's kind of like, oh, we want to be happy for you, but this is not really how
this should happen.
Ideally supposed to be.
Right.
And so it's a little weird.
Right.
This situation, I feel like, yeah, two rich people, one attractive person, but mainly like, Two obviously, like, I don't know, they know each other, they've gone out for a while, maybe he doesn't have any more options, and she...
He's about tapped out in the looks department.
He definitely has, and I mean, you know, I don't think anyone believes, like, the power, I mean, sure, it's nice to be rich and be a part of history or whatever.
Oh, no one's saying it's not nice to be rich. I never said that.
No, and I'm not saying that either. So, okay, there's
that.
I love
the rich.
But then there's this woman who's kind of not human.
Robot.
And, yeah, robot.
Mm-hmm.
Generally just really weird. Has come out of nowhere.
Right.
As far as
dark horse candidate, definitely.
And she's way hotter, so you're thinking, oh, there's some sort of manipulation here. And,
right.
You know, there's some sort of weird dynamic, because
she's controlling him with her mind.
Yeah, and you can tell. Right. Like, you can tell. There's no question.
Yeah, no, he has obviously put it on a pedestal in a way that is very sad. And now I see how it's sad, because it's not like two equals getting married because they're genuinely in love. It's like a it's like a ventriloquist marrying its own dummy. That's just messed up.
Yeah, and it's you want to be happy because you want to believe it's this great fairy tale. You want to believe this commoner who was really like...
Well, and everyone keeps saying commoner, but she was already rich.
Exactly. So it's just kind of like, you want to believe that these two people just finally found each other and they fell in love and one day you could aspire to that. And blah.
Yeah.
No. No. No.
That really can only happen if your parents are already rich. Like, he was only ever going to... It's not like he's marrying some, like, girl with a high school education with a hair lip and, like, a withered hand. You know, that would be... I would be happy for that girl. I'd be like, you know what? Good for you.
That would not be pathetic at all.
It would be adorable, you know? And this, I'm like, okay, you know, so it's like... It is. It's like watching a ventriloquist carry its dummy down the aisle. And
or two 16-year-olds have a baby shower.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It totally is.
The next 16-year-old baby shower I go to, I'm going to point out to all assembled, you know, this is, we're all happy, but you know, this isn't much better than if we watched a ventriloquist marry its own dummy.
And then having babies.
And then the babies come, yes. And that's why I'm not invited to more functions.
With 16-year-olds and babies.
Or even royal weddings. I mean, the most recent semi-fancy thing I went to, everyone laughed at me. So...
I think we need to hear this.
Okay, well, there were shrimp, right? And the shrimp...
I'm already in love with this.
Okay. Well, there were shrimp, and the shrimp still had the peels on them, which I have never seen before. And I might have commented to one or two assembled that I have never seen the shrimp with the peel still on them because, and this is where people always laugh, is I don't go very many fancy places.
Okay.
And I thought everyone was just laughing because they're like, oh, I'm sure you go plenty of fancy places.
Like the Red Lobster.
Right. But I don't think they really... I later found out that they were not laughing with me. It turns out that at the really fancy places, they don't have peels.
That, like, the way you describe it, it does sound like an oversight on the part of the chef.
Right. But I, to be fair, I was at something called Beef and Burgundy Night, which sounds fancy, right? So, like, I'm assuming that everything there is, like, tradition. So if there are shrimp with the peels, if that's even what you call them, still on the shrimp, I'm going to assume that this is centuries of tradition.
Probably. I mean, I like to stay away from the seafood stuff just because it weirds me out.
Right.
In general, yes. I don't need a shrimp with its skin or whatever still on.
Or the peel. Right. Well, and this, I guess, is another reason I'm jealous of Kate Middleton, if I may.
Please.
I feel like, as a genuine commoner, I was robbed of the chance to be the gauche, you know, American sort of inappropriate person who, like, shocks the royal family. I feel like I would do a much better job of that. The fact that the only story I've heard about that is that she said toilet instead of whatever they call the bathroom... What does the royal family call toilets? I don't know.
Rent depository? I don't even know.
I don't know, but she called it the toilet, and apparently that's a big faux pas in the House of Windsor. And I feel like if that's the worst story, I could so beat her. I have so many inappropriate things I could do to shock the royal family, and I wasn't given that chance.
Yeah, I think we all kind of feel that way, to be honest. But let's think about it.
Right.
So, after the whole Diana thing...
Yes.
I kind of feel
as
like...
As it came to be called.
I kind of feel like this kid was going to be allowed to marry whomever he wanted.
Yeah.
And, might I add, the whole Camilla thing just kind of paved the way for that.
Right.
It was kind of like, no one's watching us anymore.
Who cares at this point? Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm like, the stakes are so low... Like, aside from you and your faction, not very many people are worried about a war of succession. Prince Harry obviously could not care less.
Which is why I like him better, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. The give a you-know-what factor is so low with Prince Harry. And his girlfriend also not that attractive, may I say.
Right for... I don't even know what I'm going to get in there, girl.
Chelsea Davies. Can we talk about Chelsea Davies, how she looks... I don't know if diseased is the word I would use, but it makes me sad. I feel like...
Is she the blonde, like, kind of...
The gap-tooth blonde.
The one who kind of looks drunk all the time?
Yes, she does. And her hair always looks messy, which my hair always looks messy, but I didn't marry a prince, you know? Like, and
yeah.
The fact that my hair is always messy is considered, like, you know, everybody laughs at me at Beef and Burgundy night, but, like, her hair is messy, and it's like, oh, she's rich. Like, how do... You know what I mean?
Two observations. From Googling her name.
Yeah.
First observation. The second hit under the actual spelling of her name, because apparently I spell it wrong, is Chelsea Davy ugly.
Yes.
Second point. Does she have permanent Buscemi eyes?
Yes.
That's my first reaction.
She is a chick with Buscemi eyes, as they are called, I believe. And it's very sad. And you know what? If Prince William had married Chelsea Davies, I would be so proud of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a triumph right there.
It's like he's helping her out of the wherever she came from, the swamp or something. And Prince Harry isn't doing her any favors because no one cares what he's going to do. The more kids Prince William has, Prince Harry, I would not be surprised if a few years from now, once William starts having kids, Harry lives like down the street from me. Not because I live in a nice neighborhood. In fact, there are police all over the streets right now. I feel like I live in Belfast. And I texted my friend, and I'm like, why are there police all over the streets? And she's like, oh, people have been breaking into houses. I'm like, wonderful. So I feel like I would find him down the street from me because no one cares what he does anymore, and he has to actually get a real job. And so he lives down the street from me where everything's real.
He's like that ex-boyfriend you have that was really pretty hot, but then you're like, why is he dating that girl? I'm so much hotter and nicer.
Like how I feel about Prince William and Kate Middleton.
Yeah, exactly.
Except I'm not hotter, but I am nicer, I bet.
I think you are.
I'd be willing to bet. After I've talked about how she's a robot and her Prince William's brother's girlfriend looks like a troll, I am clearly a very nice person with a lot of love to give to the people.
The jury is in.
And this is why I feel like I would have been a good queen. And I guess the other thing that bothers me about Prince William is, you know, he's allowed to marry literally anyone except a Catholic.
Yeah.
There's only one rule. And, like, have you ever been to an Anglican wedding? Because I have, and it was not different from a Catholic wedding at all. At all. And it's like, really? So is it like that relative that you're so much alike that you just can't get along?
Probably.
I don't know. Sad state of affairs, really. And I read that he can convert to, if he was so inclined, he could convert to Catholicism after he became king. He just can't marry a Catholic.
Wait, so even, okay, let's walk me through this.
Right.
So let's say he never gets married.
Right.
And he becomes king, converts to Catholicism, meets you, and somehow, I don't know, maybe you and Jeremy are on a break, I don't know.
A marital break in which I'm free to marry someone else, yes.
Those exist.
They should. They bloody well should.
So he's like, oh great, it's Catholic Maggie, because that's what we call you.
That is the Barbie that they would make of me, yes.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to marry her. Mm-hmm. He would still not be able to do that, even though he's already king and Catholic.
This, I think, is one of those really fancy questions that I can't answer because I don't have a degree in British law.
Damn it.
I know. But, you know, that's a good question. I don't know. It seems like he should be able to, and it seems like if he's the king, if Henry VIII can start his own church because he wants to get divorced, it seems to me like, you know, you could do the reverse where you could switch back because you want to get married.
Yeah, that would bring it full circle, actually. I think people would be really happy.
That is what we call closing the loop. That's what I call, is that a phrase? That's what I call it.
No, it is now.
That is what, the royal we, that is what I call closing the loop. See, I'm already getting in practice for my marital break in which I marry Prince William.
Clearly.
And in which my...
Is it going to happen, by the way?
Well, he hasn't got married yet. This is still the pre-show. Anything could happen.
Anything.
I have been texting him pictures, some pretty... pretty racy pictures.
Oh, man. I don't know how he could say no. I mean, at this point.
I'd be surprised. I would be.
What's he got to lose?
I would be very surprised if this wedding went through as planned after all the racy texts I've been sending.
I think that's called sexting.
Is that what the kids are doing?
Yeah, the kids.
I thought it was like closing. Shut up. I thought it was like closing the loop and it was like something I'd invented. Like, oh, you take pictures with your phone? Why aren't more people sending naked pictures of themselves?
Oh, Maggie.
It seems like everyone should be doing this. Why am I the only person who's figured this out as it pertains to Prince William?
You're too pure for this world.
I know. Just before you dialed in, I was swallowing lettuce at my kitchen table. Well, it was just to prove to myself that I've still got it, you know?
You got to remind yourself every once in a while.
I do. And to be fair, I did not see the William and Kate Lifetime movie, so I don't know if she was swallowing lettuce in that. I do know I saw a preview where she was drinking wine in a bathtub and crying.
Ew. God.
The actress playing Kate Middleton.
That's just horrible. Why would they allow that?
I love how disgusting you sound. Yeah, like, which, first of all, is clearly rock bottom. Because she's literally soaking in her own filth and drinking and crying. And I like to think that if you're really upset, like if you're really to the point of tears, you don't feel like consuming anything.
Well, they should, okay, if they were going to go that far, they should have just gone all out. Like had a turkey leg in her arm or something. I don't know. She should have been like full on. You know, sobbing into an ice cream bucket.
Bridget
in
Jones.
Her warm bath water.
Bridget Jones.
Yeah, come
like,
on.
Like if Prince William was marrying Bridget Jones. And that's kind of what that clip looked like. And I did not deign to watch it, but my coworker did. And people always come up to me and like, they know I have opinions on it, so they feel like I always want to talk about it. And I really don't like these people. Like, it'd be like, oh, I know you hate so-and-so. Let me tell you some more about how much I love them, because at least I know we're both interested. That's what they're doing when they do this to me. And she's like, well, I saw the William and Kate movie. I'm like, and? And she's like, I was like, why is she crying in the bathtub drinking wine? And she's like, oh, I don't really remember.
How do you not remember? Apparently. Like, if you commit to watch it, why won't you remember the crucial scene, the bathtub scene?
The crux.
Why it happened.
The crux of the film. Right. Well, apparently it could pertain to one of two times that William apparently ignored her. One of which includes a birthday party at a restaurant in which he was, like, very chummy, I guess, with another girl from his, like, royal past. And so she felt ignored. That could have been one of the times that drove her to... And I love how I can't be bothered to actually watch it or look it up. This is just what my coworker told me. Another one of the times she could have been crying in the bathroom and drinking, which is so sleazy, I might add. Another one of the times this might have happened would be that he would call her when he was coming into London from his army training, and she would just, like, make herself available, which is my coworker's phrase, make herself available. And he came to London and didn't tell her, and she found out he'd been, like, partying in London with his boys.
With the boys?
His boys. Or some boys, maybe just boys. Which
boys.
Would make me cry, you know, if...
Well, I at least hope it was the second one, because I think, you know, it's a pretty low point, but, you know, maybe you could see getting there if maybe you had a bad day or something, or you were on your lady times.
Right.
But I mean...
Which happens.
Yeah. Ladies have times.
They do.
As everyone does, but the lady times are especially important.
Yes.
So, I could see that, okay, for the second situation you described. Mm-hmm. But for the first one, if that was what triggered it, like the, oh, he kind of ignored me.
Right.
That's really sad.
It is sad. And to be fair, the movie is like basically fan fiction about William and Kate. Apparently has like no basis in fact at all.
Sure.
But, yeah, I like to think that she's that kind of person who would be that petty. I like to think that.
I'm going to be honest. This just makes me want to see it even more.
Yeah, kind of. I think that could be a blog post. I think we should watch it and then post, like, point counterpoint blog responses.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Okay, well, or don't. Maybe I'll just do it myself. Because I love to work. wow. Yeah, I like to think that she's that petty. Or my other thing, I like to imagine that if Kate Middleton has ever been reduced to crying in a bathtub while drinking, it's because, like, someone put her up to trying to swallow a crisp leaf of lettuce to prove her purity and she couldn't do it.
That would make me cry in a bathtub.
And drink. Or the other instance is, like, I imagine they all sit down to dinner at this fancy restaurant with all his royal friends, and she's like, oh, I've never seen shrimp with the peels on. I must not go very many fancy places.
She's really not all that different, is she, Meg?
That's what I'm saying. I like to think that maybe we could be best friends if she could get past the fact that I think she's a hobot.
Yeah, see, you're really erratic in your thinking on this.
As I am in my thinking on many things.
Yes, I'll give you that.
It's an interesting ride. By which I mean living in my head, I guess. I don't know. So, Kate Middleton, God love her, or don't.
Or don't. It's really up to you.
You decide. Well, it's like, I recently went to the Sixth Floor Museum in Dallas, where you can stand where Lee Harvey Oswald stood when he shot Kennedy. And they know that Kennedy's, like, kind of controversial. Like, not everybody's unabashedly pro-Kennedy. So they have this, like, 15-minute-long video talking about Kennedy, and it's this man saying things like, Kennedy was a great leader, but we'll never really know if he was because he died so young.
Well, he was Catholic.
Well, that's true. He couldn't have married Prince William. We know that much.
Which is a serious detriment to this country.
Which is sad, because we'll never know what that would have been like if our president married the king.
Like, the elderly president.
Right.
Marrying the nubile king.
Wow.
I think it might be time for make your own porno already.
I was going to say, which brings us to what will be the closing segment of these podcasts, however however often we decide to do them, in which we choose a current event or something which in this context could be, have been a current event at some point in time, in which we take, okay, so wow, I've lost my train of thought. So we pick a current event or something which could have been a current event on which you could structure a porno.
I can't stop laughing.
That's the hallmark of a good porno. I originally, and fittingly, we came up with this idea on another Prince William based conversation in which we speculated on what would happen if Prince William and Kate Middleton could not have a baby and Prince Harry was called in to help.
It sounds even worse now that I know someone's going to be hearing this.
Right. And I love how I say it's a current event, but really none of these things have happened.
None of them ever would be. Like, unless we actually took, like, someone's sex tape, like, you know, a celebrity sex tape, and we're, like, recreated it through our words.
I actually really freaked out a lot of people on my Facebook after Obama was inaugurated. Like, the day after I changed my Facebook status to say, like, I'm doing my patriotic duty and watching the Obama sex tape. And I was surprised how many people were like, really? Like, that's a thing? And I'm like, are you serious? Like, you would find out about that? Like, I'm the only person who knows about it.
You're pretty tapped into, you know, events.
All the events.
All of them.
most of them. Not Lollapalooza, obviously, because I didn't know that that wasn't on Thursday.
That's just a small little gathering, so...
Is it? Well, I understand Eminem and Muse will be there.
Two of my favorites.
So it sounds like a pretty intimate crowd. But no, so... Okay, so current events, or, you know, speculative current events, we've decided it's the president, the old president.
Not the elderly president marrying the nubile king.
And so it's obviously not the current president, and there is no king. So it's literally just two faceless, made-up people marrying each other, which has some interesting political ramifications. Like, if the president wanted to marry a monarch, like, let's say we have a single president. I think Zachary Taylor was our last single president. I'm just pulling that out of nowhere. I think it is, but don't quote me on that. So if Zachary Taylor wants to marry Prince William or something, what would that happen? Would we become a colony? Or, like, how does that work? You know, someone would have to give up something, I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, so... Obviously, the president can do whatever he wants. Like,
yes.
So, yeah, he could just still be president. Like,
I'm
whatever.
No constitutional scholar, but I believe last time I checked, the president can do whatever he wants, and the king is bound by parliament.
That's what it says. That's
yes.
What it says.
Yes. So I like to think that whatever happens, there'd be something in it for me. Like, I could possibly ascend. I could at least have a salon in which the great minds of the day.
I'm glad you translated that for me, Maggie, because I wasn't sure what you said.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was, I was afraid it wouldn't sound like a word. But I like to think that if the president married a king, I would have a great salon in which the great minds of the day could come and discuss, you know, ideas. Because that, I just like to think that that's what would happen for me.
Why can't you do that now?
Because I don't know the great minds of the day. But if we were a colony or whatever, if the president married the king, obviously there'd be a lot more overlap. You know, there'd be a lot.
I think there are a lot of holes in your theory.
Yeah, maybe. I guess. The only thing keeping me from having a salon is not knowing the great minds.
I like to call them bodegas.
Why?
I don't know. I just wanted to be cool.
Wow, so that's just your word for the great minds. I mean, I don't mean that as a slam on the people I currently know. Like, maybe the people I know now are great minds, but I'm talking the great minds. You know, like Henry Kissinger or, I don't know,
Lady Gaga.
Christopher Hitchens. Those three of them.
Just them.
The three of them would be good to start. And then they could invite their friends.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah. I just, you know, Lady Gaga would bring, like, a case of Coors Light. And
That's her favorite.
I assume it is. And Christopher Hitchens would probably bring the hors d'oeuvres. And that would be my salon.
So this is the sort of bring your own salon? Like,
yeah, I'm really just providing a venue. Well, because we're so worried about break-ins in my neighborhood that...
You don't want to invest too much in this.
Well, apparently I shouldn't even, like, run to the store. You know, this needs to happen probably under cover of night.
Are we going to have to continue this podcast indefinitely just to make sure you're still alive?
Yeah, just stay with me till morning, if you will. No, I'll be good. I should be good. Apparently these break-ins have been going on and nobody told me. Like, I don't know how my friend who lives in the same neighborhood knew, but not me. I'm like, hey, what's with the cops? And she's like, oh, the break-ins. Oh, we just lost the connection. Hold on. Well, Erin has lost her connection. It's a very sad state of affairs. I'm seeing she's online. I don't know if she's deliberately ignoring me, which would not be the first time, or what. We're currently... Erin?
Yeah.
Yes. Hello.
What just happened?
Somebody just broke into my house is what happened.
Jesus, I knew that was going to happen.
Broke into my house and messed up my connection, so I hope you're pleased with yourself. So
I am.
Good. And that's what this is all about. So anyway, I feel like we've hit up everything we want to talk about. The pre-show for the royal wedding. We will adjourn get back together, I guess, after the nuptials.
The impending nuptials. They really are impending now.
They're so impending. And just for the record, impending nuptials is what we referred to the Camilla Parker Bowles Charles wedding as. And it became sort of our scapegoat for everything. If you were late for something, you would just say, well, sorry, I couldn't be here on time. There's just so much going on. What with the impending nuptials? And everyone knew what you meant because it was a very heady time in London in those days.
Those days. It's kind of like Obama in Chicago, like late to class, so it was Obama.
Right.
Everyone's up in arms.
Right. And it was very heady times indeed, what with Tony Blair and the war and what have you. And then the
lemurs.
He did have his lemurs. That's a story for another time that I don't think anybody will ever be ready for. And since then, lemurs have popped up in culture in a way that we never could have seen back in 2004, what with Madagascar and what have you.
We were visionaries.
We were. I mean, it's crazy to think about back in those times. How
it was so long ago.
It wasn't. I feel like we should compare notes with Tony Blair and see who feels like it was longer ago.
Where is he?
I don't know. I heard he was assumed bodily into heaven. I don't know. That's what I heard. Guys talk. The great minds, as we've established, don't talk to me, so I don't know. Maybe when I have my cell on, I'll be able to keep tabs on old T. Blair.
Perhaps.
Anyway, so we talked about the royal wedding. We did our customary current speculative events porno.
Really a porno at all, if you think about it.
Well, yeah, really they just got married, which is, there's nothing inherently pornographic. Well, you were at my wedding. There was nothing objectionable in the content. But, you know, the idea is creepy enough, I feel like.
I think it was just that I said nubile, really. That's what made it uncomfortable.
I was about to say, you toss in nubile into just about anything, it makes it sleazy. It's like the word robust. If you use the word robust, it makes you sound kind of creepy.
For sure.
I had a Teach for America interview that I ended up just ditching the interviewer for, but originally my plan had been to just use the word robust in a way that indicated I didn't know what it meant.
I should start doing that.
Yeah, if you ever really want to alienate someone, and who doesn't from time to time, I would recommend using the word robust like you don't know what it means. So anyway, I will have to say that that's it for tonight because people have lives. I would love to be a princess and just stay up all night podcasting and wake up whenever I felt like it and then get married on Friday. But unfortunately, the dog needs to be walked, the plants need to be watered, and those things.
I have to pee.
And so does the dog. So I'll let everyone go and take care of their needs. But, yeah.
Just don't call it toilet is all.
Apparently. So have a good night, Erin, and I will talk to you after the wedding.
After our worlds have been rocked forever.
And they will be rocked.
Oh, yes.
They will be rocked. All right. Have a good night. Thank you for sharing your Wednesday evening with me, Erin.
You too.
All right. Best of luck to you until we meet.
Be safe out there.
Yeah, apparently. All right. Okay, good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.